Hey, it's True Car. Every car has a story. What's the story of your car? And how do we put a price on that story? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. You do it with True Car. Find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. You check out True Car. Go to True Car, enter your plate number, the car's details, pop up, answer a few questions. Once you're finished, get a True Cash offer sent to you in minutes, which you can take to your local certified dealer to cash out or trade it in. So when you want to go new, you go True Car. You want to go used, you got to go with True Car. When you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, you check out True Car. True Cash offer not available in all areas, but I bet you don't live in one of those areas. It is the best. It is True Car.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, gotta get it on.
Yeah!
Oh, Drew, whoa. So, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sharing, and thanks to blindsgalore.com. Let them know I sent you. TrueCar.com and Pluto TV as well. So, Drew, what's going on, man?
You know, I was just having a little Twitter conversation. I wanted to not to say share with you, but remember Maurice Bernard's daughter that was coming out of anesthesia and did that whole got to get it on?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Who's Maurice Bernard?
Maurice is a daytime actor. He's been on one of those daytime shows for 100 years. Very, really super
soap
nice guy.
Soap opera actor.
Yeah, soap opera. And Gary, do we have that video?
That's like,
you remember what I'm talking about?
Easter worshipers were killed by an extreme group. Daytime actor.
Well, I mean,
soap opera.
Daytime drama.
Okay.
Well, if daytime actor, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
but we don't. We I don't know how you fight. So I'm sure it's on.
I remember
somewhere.
That.
Okay,
sounds familiar. Anyway.
I just thought of it recently, and I just thought just how.
Share it
funny
with the guys
was
with the computer.
How long ago that was.
In
if I had brought it up ahead of time, it would have been helpful, of course.
Of course. Why would you do that? Anyway,
so,
go ahead.
Speaking of those terrorist acts, did you notice how you're not allowed to say who the perpetrators are and who the attacks were against? For 2 days.
I am so confused these days. Like, I mean, I'm legitimately confused because there's different things going on in different groups and different whatever. And so when Gina was doing the news, she was just saying the name of the group. Mm. But the name of the group doesn't really have a name that means anything. So
right.
I had to stop and ask, are we talking about Muslim extremists here? Like, because no.
What? How dare? Huh?
It's not in the news anymore.
And the victims were Easter worshipers.
That's right. They worship Easter.
Yeah.
They love baskets with colorful eggs in it.
Easter worshipers and extremists and some terrorist group.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've told you a million times, Drew, control the language, man.
Well, I noticed it got out of control very quickly. I was sort of proud of people for just calling it what it was. These are Christians attacked by a Muslim extremist group. That's it.
Well, when it goes the other direction, it happens pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like if it's a black church and a white Antifa guy or whatever, it goes, or white supremacist or something. We get the news pretty fast in that department. So I would just argue consistency. The problem with the lack of consistency is it suggests an agenda. No, I mean, if you're going to be – what I'm saying is if you're going to be made – you'll be made that way. If you are a home plate umpire and every time a black guy slides into home plate, you call him out. And every time a white guy does it, you yell safe. Eventually, this pattern will like start to emerge, right?
Means something.
It means there's probably an agenda. Look, it may be five black guys in a row that are out and five white guys in a row that are safe. And that doesn't mean anything. But eventually, a picture will start forming, and especially if you're going to fudge the language, if you're going to say Easter worshipers instead of Christians.
Our news programmers, of course, demanded that language, and the people in Sri Lanka were like, I don't know what you're talking about. This Christian group here,
right?
What Easter? It's a Christian church. They were attacked, huh?
Yeah.
It's nonsensical to other countries.
It's also kind of funny in that they actually in one department they get vague, which is they don't do the Christians and they just do Easter worshipers, which I even have trouble saying because I've never put those two words together until 5 minutes ago. Nobody's ever said Easter worshipers.
Right.
So they would say Christians, but it's funny that they get sort of vague in that department and then really specific when it comes to the name of the group that did it, but they don't give them a title. So if you don't give them a title, then you're just like, you're just saying Stan killed somebody, but you're not saying where he's from or who he represents or what his motives were. You just go, Stan did it. Yeah. But that
doesn't tell you anything.
We get a title, but we don't get who they are.
Isn't that news? Isn't that what news is supposed to report, the facts?
Well, news is supposed to gather up all the information they can and then lay it out before you so that you can make informed decisions.
Sure.
So it would be nice if they did that. On the other hand, it is kind of a weird position to take because I get the fact that if there is some teen from the inner city and he was accused of selling weed and you'd want to protect his name because you don't want him besmirched or his, you know, he may have difficulty finding a job in a few years or this is going to affect his college scholarship. He's on an athletic scholarship. I get the point where you're like, I want to protect this person a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are homicidal maniacs. So
who are you protecting?
Where's the protection come in? I don't.
If anything, you should be wanting to zero in precisely on their characteristics.
Right.
Collect all of them and zero them in.
My favorite part of the news when it's reported from that side of the aisle is when they even take it a step further, which is they don't really even report who accurately was slaughtered and who did the slaughtering. The news headline is Sri Lankan activity spurs white supremacists to, but they then go the other way, which
what?
Is it, oh, yeah. What do you mean, what? They do that all the time, where they take, like, one thing that happened in Australia or Sri Lanka or whatever it is, and then they go, ooh, how can we get – how does Donald Trump and Ted Nugent get into trouble over this? And then we'll go, oh, this causes white supremacy groups to make a call to action. So they're not even reporting the actual case anymore. They're just talking about the group they don't like and how it affects.
Oh, my God.
How it affected them.
Are you talking about the fact that they are – are you referencing the fact that they mentioned that the New Zealand situation with that dude that shot up a Muslim mosque was brought up? Is that what you mean?
Because
that was brought up, but it was brought
up – those were Ramadan worshipers, Drew. I don't know what their religion was. Do you know what their religion was?
No, they were people fasting and praying.
They fasted.
Fasting and praying.
Yeah, they're worshipers. Gary, you can find – there is a – damn, there is a clip somewhere, New York Post or something like that, where they, or Washington Post, sorry, where they just said, like, it wasn't, they didn't even talk about Sri Lankan slaughter. They just said, this is, you know, supersized Trump fans or something like that, where they just, this is where they take it a step too far, which is they don't even talk about the thing. They just go and find the people they don't like and somehow weave them.
Wow.
We weave them in.
This is
right.
A
it'd be like if somebody set your neighbor's house on fire and they just, the headline was Dr. Drew, major league jerk offs, neighbor's house on fire.
Oh, I've been the object of press like that. Trust me. Well, I got a thing in my hospital. Patient dies in hospital where his hospital, where people are charged lots of money or something. It's like, what? My hospital.
That's the way it works.
What?
Gary, sorry. Wait. I know. You got some vague marching orders.
Yeah.
It's some of the crazier headlines after the Sri Lankan murder. Well, I think either Washington or New York, but it was really kind of skipped past the part where there was a slaughter of Christians and on to how that's energized the white supremacists of this, whatever it is. And it's
too much.
Yeah. No, but you're not surprised, are you?
Even that one surprises me. That one's a little bridge too far.
These are just vague thoughts, so we'll see if Gary can run them down.
While he looks, let me tell you about Blinds Galore. Your home reflects your personality. BlindsGalore.com believes you deserve custom-built quality blinds and shades that bring out your style. You've got them. I've got them. Over 2 million windows and counting. Not just ours. Hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door. From measuring, picking out the perfect window covering, and installing it, they have experts that guide you every step of the way, online or over the phone. They really know what they're doing, and they do one thing. They make blinds, and they want you to be happy. New Build-A-Blind tool makes things even easier. Create and customize window treatments online and see exactly how your blind or shade will look before you buy. That is right. So go to BlindsGalore.com. I promise you, you will not be unhappy. They stand behind their business. And you order 15 free samples just to get yourself started. They'll send that all for free today. Right, Matt?
That's right. It's easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home at Blinds Galore. Go check out BlindsGalore.com. Let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Gary's got an article. It wasn't the one I was thinking of, but it might be effective.
I believe it's along the same lines of what you're thinking of. I'll keep looking, though.
Well, you can put that one aside and take a look at it or read it to us if you like. So, Drew,
yeah.
What else going on in your world?
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No? Not at all?
Yeah, but I watch half of every episode.
You didn't get – why no interest in it?
Zero interest.
Did you try ever to get going with it? That's what the not at all question was.
I don't.
Because most people at least try and then give it up.
I never try. I see that kind of swords and dragons.
Me too. Me too. And then I got
no interest in it.
I got in. Chris, come on. From the Maxipata, yeah.
Well, Chris watches it. I don't watch it. By the way, don't you know me? I never watch any of that stuff.
I didn't either, but this one seems to be like a little bit of an exception in a strange way.
I have a weird thing. Like, you show me Hard Knocks Training Camp on HBO and all those guys trying to make the football team.
The best.
The best. And I love that kind of stuff. But Game of Thrones, I have maybe it's my thing. I decide what I'm going to like before I see it or not.
What do you watch now?
I watch, I have like newsy shows that kind of keep you up of what's going on in the world.
So no entertainment shows.
I'll watch like TMZ, and TMZ is like to watch while I'm on my rowing machine, because it's like a little these sort of like morsels of stories, little bits and pieces.
There's so many good things on TMZ.
There's great.
What's the matter with you?
I have a feeling, or my feeling is that, much like video games that people talk about are great, like I feel like I'll get sucked in and then I'll spend too much time with it.
But I think there are things that you would actually like appreciate. You know what I mean?
There's no doubt I would.
Barry? Have you heard that
Barry's great.
I think you would appreciate the craftsmanship and the writing of that program.
And you know, you're right. Like I would watch... I would watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and think it was a funny show.
But Curb is one you can kind of pop in and pop out of. I'm talking about bingeable series, really.
I don't have any bingeable anything. I watch like World War II in color. You know what I mean?
I feel like you probably watch a lot of Motor Trend Channel too.
I watch a lot of car related stuff.
Do you watch the stuff that
makes
like,
me angry?
Yeah. Do you watch Veep?
Yeah.
How bad it is.
Ace, I still think the thing that you're really missing out on that you would really love is Band of Brothers, which is a combination of these two things. It's the docuseries and also that bingeable fiction content as well.
I would. I'm very weird in that I don't have – I don't get a lot of TV set time in, but I do, and I end up sort of having this – criteria of I want to find out what's going on with the Mueller report.
Yeah.
So I have to sort of
that.
A little like I got to keep up.
Yeah.
You know, you got to speak into a microphone for a living. So you have to go up on stage and speak and stuff like that.
Some of the stuff is culturally relevant now. It's stuff is so popular.
And I'll watch CNN and I'll watch Fox and I'll try to get like, well, what are they saying? And then what are they saying about what they're saying? And I'll watch that. And then I'll watch most anything car show, although I get angry at all the car shows and how just weak they are and just how poorly educated they are.
It's a waste of your time.
It's a waste of my time. And then I'll watch like some Netflix. I'll watch like, oh, I want to see someone else's stand-up special or see how those other guys are doing. I end up watching a lot of stuff, not watching it like for entertainment value, but like I'll watch someone's stand-up special and I'll go, what was the venue they chose? Yeah. Did they choose a club or is it a big theater? Right. And then how did they sort of arrange things and what order did they do things in? And I'll find myself sort of sometimes going to the end and going, what was their closer? What did they close with? I'm curious, like what joke they chose to go out with. And I'm also kind of curious what joke they chose to open with. You know,
did you see Amy Schumer's new series?
I did. Yeah. I don't know if I saw the, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did watch a fair bit of it.
There's another one that caught my eye that I just thought you – I don't think you'll think it's funny, but I think you might find it interesting, which is a – you know, the curious looking at me like, what the hell is he going to say? A Frenchman that came here and tried to do stand-up in England.
God, Emily.
God, yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I was watching a promo for it, and I started watching – so what that did –
I'm not talking about Huge in France. I'm talking about his stand-up because there's a series.
Yes, I went to go watch his stand-up because he's come in here and he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
But
coming.
He's came in here before and he's a very nice guy. And I went from watching the promo for Big in France to then going, now I want to watch his stand-up.
Yeah.
But I watch everything with a semi-critical eye to see what I can learn to see how the editing was.
No, that one I thought you'd be interested in because they did some interesting stuff.
Yeah, so I do a lot of that. And then I watch stupid like car show auctions things and stuff like that. But I don't really have any series that I watch.
Schitt's Creek? Yeah.
I don't. And like,
did you like Best of Show? Best in Show? The dog movie?
I never watched. I watched bits and pieces of that. I never watched a whole thing. Hmm. And also, I do watch, like, I'll watch, like, there was an interesting series on Netflix. I think it was a one-off, but it was called Gentlemen Drivers. And they talked about how, you know, in endurance racing, they'll have, like, two professional drivers and one gentleman driver, and it's just a rich guy who wants to go race, but you got to know how to race, but it's still a non-professional in this group, and it's sort of an interesting concept. And you know, they follow these super successful guys, and the thing that's funny about all the super successful guys is they're super successful and they're super hard on themselves about racing. Like, they want to get better. They don't want to slow up the team or make mistakes or do whatever, you know? And it's like this crazy thing of like, yes, you're very successful over here. And it's a very sort of brass tacks version of course, this guy took this tequila brand and brought it from 1,000 barrels a year to 5 million barrels a year. And of course, when that guy races a car, he's going to be wanting to shave tenths off his lap,
right?
His lap time, because that's who he is.
Yeah.
And you see it just go straight away. It transfers straight across. It's like, what's booze got to do with driving? Like, no. Same dude.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Same thought, same competitive, everything.
Now, since I know you don't watch TV, the gentleman in the across the glass here, do you guys watch Killing Eve?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only like five in something.
I bring it up only because it's the best exploration of a psychopath I've ever seen on television.
It's very
absolutely accurate.
Well, Sandra Oh, people love it.
She's not the psychopath. Well, no, she's a little wacky, but she's not the psychopath. The psychopath is
it's very well acted.
Oh,
my God. Dylan was the one who wouldn't shut up about it and insisted I watch it, and I just started this past week. It's very good.
Oh, you're a newcomer to it.
Yeah.
I have this weird thing, which is I have this thing where I don't know what it is, but it's like somehow I don't deserve good. Like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to pick it apart. I'm going to sort of make notes. But I don't just watch good.
We grew up with such shit that we didn't know there was such a thing as good, you know?
Yeah. Like, if you tell me hey, here's a link for a really stupid, lame commercial for the 70s. I'll watch it. And if you go, here's a new movie that I think you'd like, I go, I won't watch the trailer. It's weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, it's like self-esteem watching.
It's masochism.
Yeah, but I feel like I get things from it. Like I make notes. I have things I want to talk about. Like it does something to my brain where I'm sitting around watching something that's really good. Mm. I'm just enjoying someone else's really good work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I should, but I'm not really in that mode.
All right.
You can like so that. I think you might really like Veep, Ace. It's short, Veep? It's funny. Oh, I think Veep you might appreciate the writing. The writing
commercials
is,
are funny.
The writing is stellar.
No, I can just let it out.
Pete?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up?
38 Michigan. What's going on?
Yep. Yeah. You know my Twitter. I don't want to discuss the Twitter, but going to rehab sounds so fun. My younger sister has been there, and I've been drinking. Mm. Of course, I've been drinking, but it's a rehab that's on a farm, so you take care of plants and the animals. So it's a physical activity rather than just being in Ann Arbor.
Right. There are places like that, yep.
You want to go to that, Pete?
Oh, Drew's there too?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we invited
him. Yeah, I would not like the city. This is the outskirts. The outskirts.
Whatever and it is, you better get...
Like a physical activity duty to do each and every morning.
Good, then get yourself in there.
I'm on the waiting list.
Cool.
So it's going to be 7 to 14 days.
Nice.
More in my car.
Pete?
What?
What's, you getting emotional?
Yeah.
You don't want to go, or you do want to go, or what are you thinking about?
I do want to go.
Okay. Yeah.
I totally want to go.
That's good news.
At Pete Turner's podcast.
Oh, yeah. He's plugging his podcast. All right. Hold on. All right. Look, it's a bogus call. It's not a bogus call. But either way, if you're drunk, go to rehab.
Yeah. He wants to go. He needs to go. It sounds like he's ready to go. That's it. Good times.
Another alcoholic call or mushrooms? What do you want?
Sure. Let's do Patricia.
Patricia, 50, Washington.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
I have, my daughter is 23 years old, and she had gotten a DUI about 10 months ago, went to rehab. She started drinking right after that again. She's got some trauma she's not dealt with in the past, and she's got some, you know, unresolved sexual trauma also, and she is super depressed, and she is right back now to drinking up to like a half a gallon of vodka a day. And I've been trying, you know, I mean, it's consuming me trying to find her help. And I can't, with her insurance, I can't find a facility that's for really a co-occurring disorder in this state.
Well, but
and,
if first,
the ones that there are, I wouldn't
focus on that. Just get the alcohols and treat it first. And then
I feel like, I mean, then go for that.
What's that?
Says she should go to inpatient again for alcohol.
Well, if she's drinking a half liter a day or a liter a day, whatever, she's half. How much you say she's drinking?
Half gallon a day.
Half a gallon.
Yeah,
all she does is sleep and drink.
Right.
Sleep
so
drink,
that's not something
drink.
That can be safely detoxed as an outpatient. Then it's a woman, so she's going to have liver issues. I mean, she's got to get taken care of. Get the alcoholism straightened out. Then you can look for some co-occurring disorder, or just go for trauma therapy somewhere.
Okay. And as far as the trauma therapy is concerned, would you recommend like straight talking with somebody, or is the EMDR?
EMDR, neurobiofeedback, that kind of stuff is really the way to go. The talking she can do with her peers in 12-step, right?
And she's grown up in the 12-step program, you know, because I've been sober for 10 years. So she's fully aware of
all right.
the miracles it can bring. She just
You know what she needs to do. And I understand there's this other issue here that's needing work, but she's got to get sober. You can't do any of that work until she's sober. And she should be ideally sober a little while before you start doing the trauma therapy, but not necessarily. Not necessarily. And so, you know, and again, the 12-step is free. She can do that immediately, but she has to get detox first. So you got to take care of that.
Patricia sounds like she's been around.
Yeah.
She's got that voice.
Yeah.
Also, there's something about Patricia, the name.
Huh. Well, Patricia with that kind of voice.
Yes.
That's the combo.
There's something.
What is that?
I don't know, but I was just being kind of triggered like the whole time. And I'm kind of trying to figure out what that was. But
I think they were almost like characters on television or movies or something back in the day that were kind of like that.
I think
right? There
was a woman who used to call into my KLSX show who had that voice.
Patricia.
And she may have been a Patricia. But either way, I can hear.
And we're not being critical of your voice. It's just there's a distinctive quality to your voice that I would recognize as that voice, that Patricia voice.
A little critical. But we're hearing something in your voice, and that means your daughter was exposed to your previous lifestyle, mm-hmm. and that's never a good thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a way to get her some help, and maybe the kind of help that you probably could have used when you were 23 instead of 40, right?
Right.
All right.
Well, so, that's why she's
good. That's why she's clued into it. What name is that?
Kron? Cronman?
Yeah, gentlemen.
Kron.
Thank you for Kron.
Kron.
As in kind of like John.
Yeah, like John, but Kron. Okay.
Yes. First off, brilliant save, Mr. Corolla. You totally roasted the hell. And I expect like whatever roastings I get for my annoying voice and all of that. But that was hilarious. Just reaming that woman who would have been around. Anyways, well done. But essentially, as I was telling the producer, a very nice young man, today I have found hope for the first time. Pardon me. Are you gentlemen there?
We're listening.
Okay. I apologize. But anyways, essentially, and this is very, very candid. I am on the internet. That's just me, the dude. I'm not trying to promote. But anyways, I'm bipolar depressive. I've never been happy pretty much ever, and I've beaten my addictions and all of that sort of deal. I still partake in the devil's weed, which, you know. But that being said, long story short, I had hope that I got some medical diagnoses that have been kind of hard to even get going on, just because that level of, like, I have no hope. But I microdosed some mushrooms. And today, I feel like an actual person who is, I have hope to live, but also I know that mushrooms are illegal.
Well, everybody I've spoken to thus far that had significant improvement in how they were feeling from microdosing hallucinogenics were actually suffering from PTSD. So did you have a lot of trauma?
I would, it's something where I don't want to like bitch and moan because
I'm
like,
just
I don't,
asking a fact. Did you have, yes
well,
or no?
I can't call it. I've always been a super depressed little kid. I mean, since as long as I was a little kid, I've just been like a super sad little
So
dude.
Do you understand what I'm asking if you had trauma?
But no specific like trauma, and like everybody in my family's all like normal, good people and all of that.
All right. Like, well, why don't you act normal then? Act normal. Can you do that? Do we need to know? Does everyone need to know your problems?
Well, that's the sort of thing. I don't want to burden. I mean,
I'm an
adult.
Then act normal.
Exactly.
Pretend you're normal. I bet you'll feel normal quick.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's something I think about more and more in life, that sort of act as if, and I was It's funny. I was talking to Tucker Carlson about it last week, but he made a real point to go. He grew up without his mom in a sort of weird environment, but he worked really hard at just going, I'm going to pretend like I'm normal. I did a lot of that too. Like, I'm going to just kind of pretend like I'm normal, even though
you
I'm
can,
not normal.
Except when you can't.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
I get it. I would just like to encourage more people to try.
Oh, we used to say it all the time in treatment. We just act as if.
Act as if. You really will.
Act as if you're a sane person. Act as if you're a sober person.
First thing you'll do is fool people around you, but the next thing you know, you'll fool yourself. Like, that's who you will be. I worry about the finding your truth is a little bit self-indulgent and a little bit. I mean, what I'm saying is, every time you get into an airplane, that pilot's got problems. He's got things he's thinking about. He has issues in his life or her life or whatever it is. But I like him just to fly the plane.
Yeah.
And when they get on the squawk box, I don't want to hear about them and their son who's struggling with his sexuality. And if you look to the right, that's the Grand Canyon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like,
I just kind of do your job.
Yeah,
and if you can,
if you really can't, get some proper treatment. You really didn't tell us why you hadn't gotten that yet. But if the microdosing is helping, I'm going to bet there's some trauma. That's been my experience.
All right, not Taco Bell material. My stand-up special at chassis.com, and you can get it at Amazon and iTunes as well. And Adam Carolla's Unprepared live shows coming up: Bray Improv and Denver. And Portland and Monterey. Ooh, doing a car race there. So check all that out. See Adam Carolla Goes Racing at Vero, V-E-R-O, and Chassis. Lots of offerings there. Drew, what do you got?
Go to doctor.com. The family of pods are there.
All right. And let's not forget about Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris, produced by our own Gary Smith. So check that out on Podcast One. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.